The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart. Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. And I'm talking with Jennifer DeMudd. And Jen, you have been very busy over at the Manufacturing Growth Alliance. First off, tell me a little bit about Manufacturing Growth Alliance and what it's all about.
Absolutely. First, thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Absolutely.
The Manufacturing Growth Alliance, also known as MGA, is a membership-based organization that provides the right services to help manufacturers, small and medium manufacturers, build smart, lead strong, and establish a pathway for future growth. Our services drive solutions that make manufacturing in Michigan the most competitive and prosperous in the nation.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of manufacturing going on throughout the state. So an organization like this is, I think, a much needed thing and a way for manufacturers to kind of team up and learn more about this stuff. But I saw that recently there was a conversation that you had with Industry 4.0 partners from around the state. So what is Industry 4.0 and why is that something that's important to manufacturers?
Well, first, I love manufacturing, and the topic of Industry 4.0 has come up a lot over the years, and the pandemic has accelerated the conversation about Industry 4.0. So you asked, what is 4.0?
Yeah.
You know, it's a continual automation of manufacturing through using modern, smart technology, such as sensors, autonomous intelligence, automation. Mm-hmm. Many of us have heard about cobots, data analysis, and the Internet of Things, just to mention a few.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's obviously manufacturing has changed, not even in just the past 100 years, but even in the past 10 years, there's just been so much innovation happening to do things more efficiently. And you know, some people that have maybe gotten into this career when they were at a young age as an apprentice, and then now they've spent 20, 25 years in it, they could tell you that it has changed, but has changed for the better. I mean, you go through some manufacturing locations and it's almost like you're walking into a lab. It's you know, such a clean, efficient environment. Robotics and machines and automation have made it to where it's just really cool to see. So that means the innovation has to continue with the growth of new people coming into this, but also that growth that's happening with many businesses is a great thing. So there was also something that the MEDC, which I'm not sure what the MEDC is. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can tell me what that acronym is, but they launched Industry 4.0 initiative. What's some insight on how this benefits manufacturers across the state, but also locally?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, manufacturers at all tiers are considering the adoption of Industry 4.0, not just in Michigan, yeah, but across the world. And in order for our manufacturers in the state and locally, you know, Southwest Michigan, in order for them to be globally competitive, they have to start considering and adopting these technologies.
Yeah.
You asked the question, the MEDC.
Yeah.
That stands for the Michigan Economic Development Corporation.
Okay. Yep.
MEDC. A lot, yeah, of acronyms out there. They recently launched this year an Industry 4.0 initiative to ensure that, okay, Michigan's small to medium manufacturers are prepared for this next phase of manufacturing, which is Industry 4.0.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to see how this growth is happening. And like you said, it's a global kind of thing, because, I mean, even our local manufacturers will maybe make a piece of something that will be sent to another place, maybe even across the world, to then be assembled and put together. I mean, we know, especially in the automotive industry, many businesses locally will do something as simple as, well, you make the windshield for this car, or you make these parts and these molds. And so everybody has to work together. So having a sort of collaborative effort to do this is not only going to make things more efficient and better, but also it's necessary for growth of these businesses. So tell me a little bit more about this assessment that are available at no cost through this Industry 4.0 initiative.
Yeah, so under the initial launch of the Industry 4.0 initiative, the MEDC is partnered with two organizations, Automation Alley and the Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center, also known as MMTC. Both organizations also partner with NGA, and together we're getting the word out about these assessments. There are two assessments.
Okay.
Both assessments are no cost to small manufacturers. The first assessment is called the Industry 4.0 Readiness Assessment, and that's provided through Automation Alley to help manufacturers understand how Industry 4.0 will impact them in areas of culture, finance, technology. The assessments help the business leaders really look at transforming their companies to foster organizational culture that embraces the learning, the change, and the technology acceptance that's needed for Industry 4.0. So that's one assessment.
Okay.
And I'll briefly describe the second assessment, and that is provided through MMTC.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling this assessment the Industry 4.0 Technology Opportunity Assessment. And these assessments provide manufacturers with a personalized report that enables a company to identify the technologies that will provide maximum improvements and return on their investment. Again, both assessments are available at no cost through this initiative to small to medium manufacturers in Michigan and Southwest Michigan.
Yeah, I'm hearing many acronyms of the MMTC, the MEDC, the MGA, the Industry 4.0. It's a lot to process, but for this is something that is great for the industry. And in a nutshell, it is something that is not only necessary, but when I hear no cost, that sounds like something really cool, but to do these assessments and return on investment is another thing that ROI, yeah, another acronym, but that's another thing that a lot of these manufacturers think about is the investments into the future, but also how do I sustain and do all that? And the growth is a big thing, but it sounds like the Manufacturing Growth Alliance, or MGA, is doing some really great things. So if I'm a manufacturer in this area and, or I'm listening anywhere through the podcast, how and why would it benefit me for becoming a member of the MGA, and where do I go to find more information about this?
Yeah, thanks for asking that question. MGA members are provided with tools, resources, connections to help them shore up their internal operations. We want to make sure that internally they're functioning properly, efficiently, and then MGA then provides another layer of resources, tools, connections to help those same manufacturers develop strategies for growth and resilience. If there are manufacturers listening, want to find out more, they can go to mgalliance.org for more information, a very insightful website that we have. And I always welcome conversations with my manufacturers, so they can contact me directly. My email address is jen@mgalliance.org.
Wonderful. And like you said, it's that growth and resilience and all that. It's not just about technology, it's about the people and the culture and all of that all rolled into one for growth to happen. So if you are a manufacturer, this is something that I think is a wonderful resource to connect you, but also to help you continue to grow in the manufacturing industry. So Jen, I appreciate everything you do. And if anybody wants to find more information, mgalliance.org, or contact Jen at mgalliance.org as well. But Jen, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me about everything going on at the MGA.
Thank you so much, Johnny. I always appreciate our conversations.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.